what Lady them are doing in LA with the brown bag. Brown bag
is the best in here, brown bag pie.
3, 2, 1.
Brown bag episode 141.
Episode 141.
141.
Oh.
¿Sientes qué?
Whoa, what? Whoa. But is, this is also our three-year anniversary.
Three years
of Brown Bag.
Wow.
I just want to talk about how Angie has only gotten better at podcasting. Yeah.
What?
I'm really incredible.
No, I suck. I know I do. It's okay. Say it.
Angelica, you don't suck.
Because I cry myself to sleep.
You don't suck.
No.
Fuck anyone that says you do.
Hey, Angie, Angie, when you introduce yourself to people, do you go like, I'm a podcaster and a radio host?
No, I say I'm Angie. I do design for a living.
Do you really?
Yeah, I still do. On the side, I still do that. I still do the design and all that stuff.
No, I know you still do all that, Angie. But
no, because to me, I don't feel like I am. Like, to me, I'm like, I'm still living at my parents. I still live in Santa Ana. Like, I still do design.
That doesn't mean you don't do all the other things that I just said that you do.
I know, but you mean,
I live with my mom and I was a TikToker.
Yeah. Living on your own doesn't mean that you're a job.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I guess to me, it just doesn't
click. I think what you're saying is like, you're, correct me if I'm wrong, your life is still pretty normal.
You're wrong.
Ish, damn. Just wrong in general. You're always
just
wrong.
Kidding.
No, like your life is still relatively normal aside from.
Yeah, that's how I see it.
This is what you do.
Yeah.
But like you didn't, your whole life didn't change. You didn't move to LA. You
because
get what you're saying. Like you would feel
to
more
me,
like that.
I'm like, you guys are my friends. Like,
almost
in that. Like when people say like, oh, fan Duno, I'm like, it's just Duno.
Well, what the fuck?
It's Dunito. Like I don't see you like up here.
That's a good thing.
Like to me, you're human.
But when you go out, like I've seen you and I with one of your friends this weekend, or like with something, I saw your page where people are like, hey,
stalker.
I know, fucking.
Well, for I saw you. The way algorithm works, I saw it a week later.
Oh, okay.
Don't feel too.
But you saw her page?
Oh, when I went to Temecula for the wine stuff, right?
Yeah. Where people are like, do you feel like people were like, what about at the family parties, though? Like, the Theo would ask you for like.
Oh, yeah. Now they tell me, like, oh, you're rich.
Oh, Tupagas. You're the celebrity. Oh.
Tupagas. Oh, it's your turn to pay. Let's go to, like, a steakhouse or something like that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
And what I'm going to tell you right now is Angie makes bread on the design tip, period.
Like, yeah. I know, I get that, so that's why.
Yeah, I know, but
that's why Angie don't drop the design.
Are you saying we're a hobby?
She'd be a starving artist. It's my busties.
Yeah.
We're just a hobby to her, huh?
Yeah. So that's what I'm wondering. Like, is that like a thing now?
No, I really don't.
No, what I'm saying, like the carrilla.
Oh, yeah, for sure, all the time. Like, oh, you can't hang out with us because you're too famous. And I'm like,
well,
no,
Angie,
nah,
welcome
I'm just
to the team.
Tired.
Yeah.
Welcome to the lifestyle, Angie.
And Angie's Cardi B's friend. So.
In my head.
Yeah.
I think Cardi B's head. Because you guys had like a moment. A sister moment.
Same thing with Sweetie.
Yeah. Yeah, see?
I haven't been out with Duno in a while.
See? And that's because just Duno's on, like, I guess, touring.
Yeah, he's booked a lot of weekends. But I haven't gone out. I went out on Friday. That was the first time I went out in like.
And what happened? You said you had a story about
that. Oh, yeah. You guys, all right, we'll get into it real quick.
Yeah.
So I go out. Big Swift had an album release party.
Shout out Big Swift.
And it was a good time. Shout out Michi Chui. They pulled up. They did their thing. Everybody was lit, of course. Then Be Nice showed up from Power 106. Shout out my boy Be Nice. And he's like, bro, we got to go to apartment 200. Me and him been like talking about like, oh, we got to go. We got to go. Some days I've gone without him. Some days he's gone without me. We're like, bro, it's. We gotta go. So we go, and then once we get there kind of early. I mean, it's 12, it's midnight, so I'm thinking it's late, but
that's
it's early for the club, or at least that place, because nobody's in there really.
Doors probably open at 11, so by
so it's like exactly down. So then like more girls and people start to like shuffle in, and then we're chilling by the bar, and this group of three girls comes, and I'm like, they're like trying to get our attention, but like me and Be Nice are like, no, I swear, like it's, they're like dancing all crazy. I'm like, the girls like that aren't really doing that. It's just these particular set of three girls, and they're like looking at us, trying to get closer. And I was just like, nah, you cool, Be Nice. Like, I'm good on, you know?
They weren't cute?
Not really. No. Nah, you know, I just wasn't feeling them, you know? And then, there were some bad ones in there. But I was like, nah, I'm cool. So in the midst of them trying to like get my attention, there's just one girl that she gets really close to me. As she's like walking past me, she's trying to like get me to dance with her, and she slaps my belly and walks away.
Wait, what?
She slapped the shit out of my belly, bro.
But like how?
Like a drive-by, bro. Like how you would, like, not saying you would do this, but like how a perv would slap an ass.
Wait, what the fuck?
Not you.
I just said, not you, but like if your girl's ass. You see your girl's ass out. That's your girl. You just,
and she goes,
you just smack it. She did that to my stomach.
And walked away.
A complete stranger. I was wearing a shirt like this. I don't know. Like, I was wearing a black shirt.
Was it sticking out like Buddha? Okay.
Apparently.
Show me how you were walking.
Yeah. I was standing.
Show.
Pretend I'm you. You're gonna drive by.
Well, get up.
Get up. Okay. But you have to stand over here.
Probably assault me.
You have to stand where
I'm. Take your headphones off. Role play.
All right. So you stand over here.
This is the bar.
You're just standing. You're just standing. Wait, you're a little drink.
I have a drink in my hand?
Yeah.
You have a drink in your hand. You're like,
so Vic's just standing. Do your best Vic standing impression.
Oh, damn. Those legs are wide open.
Yeah. Okay.
So then the girl looks like... reggaeton.
Okay.
Rakata. Rakata.
Yeah. And then the girl looks at me, she gets really close to me. And then she goes.
She high-fived it.
Actually, I feel like she double slapped it. I don't know why.
She good gamed your tummy?
I don't know why she did that. Like, I think she thought it was like a sign to like, hey, come over here, like papacito or something. I don't know what the fuck she thought in her head.
Yeah.
But it didn't work. I was like, I literally just looked down at my stomach.
This is at apartment 200?
Yeah. I literally just looked down at my stomach, and I was like, did anybody else see that?
What'd it be nice say?
He didn't see
it. Did you laugh?
Was he there for you?
I turned over to him. I was like, bro, did you see that? He's like, see what? I'm like, bro, that girl just slapped my belly. And then he started dying laughing. He's like, who's the belly slapper? Where's she at? And I'm like, I think she walked to the bathroom out of embarrassment because I just stood there. Like, yeah. I wasn't like, hey, girl, what'd you slap in my belly for? It didn't spark no type of combo. I was like, what the fuck just happened?
What if that was her, follow me to the bathroom?
It was. But I didn't bite.
It was her just like trying to get some reaction to him.
His attention.
And his reaction was like.
Was she fine?
Nah. So like, I just got slapped in the belly for no reason. And I just had to like avoid her the rest of the night.
In my nose, I don't.
You gotta give her like props for like her
shooting her
shot.
She's
ballsy.
She shot her shot. Although she shouldn't have touched you because I wouldn't have wanted that on the other way around.
True,
you
know,
right?
She should have been able to.
I mean, I didn't file a report or anything.
Yeah.
I thought about it, but
fuck
it. You didn't even talk to her.
I've always like, I think there's always like a way of etiquette to like move out the way with people. Like, I'm like a, like, let's say I'm trying to like move out the way. And there's just a lot of people. I'll like do like a little shoulder like rotation.
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah.
Sorry. Like if you're standing in the way.
Let me see because you're you.
What does that mean?
Let me see.
You're calling me big? What the fuck?
No.
That's mean. You know what? I don't want to talk
about it.
You're
calling yourself big.
No, I'm saying
that's
like.
That's not what I meant.
No, I'm saying if the club is packed. Yeah. There's like ways.
Etiquette.
Yeah. There's
and
like.
You know,
a,
it varies from like place to place where you're at. Like I feel like in LA, it's very much like
tap.
Like very light. Like hey.
Unless you're like super popping, then you just,
yeah. But when I was in Chicago, I went to Moe's Cantina, and motherfuckers are like just pushing you. But I thought it was just me. I'm like, no, I'm seeing like they're pushing everybody. It's more like
Moe's
you're
like
in
from
my
the
way.
Simpsons.
Yeah.
Oh, that's tight.
Oh.
Well, I don't know if it's like named
based
after
the
that.
Simpsons.
Oh.
Moe's Cantina.
Oh,
it's like a club.
Okay.
Yeah.
Springfield in Chicago.
Springfield, Illinois.
There's a lot of Springfields around the country.
Is
yeah.
there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's like hella Springfields.
That's why they named it that.
Because it could be like anywhere in America.
Yeah.
Crazy. No. I want you to show me how you
Yeah, move. It's just like, I feel like there's just like an etiquette. Like,
yeah.
Like if there's a bunch of guys, I'll be like, hey, my boy, excuse me. You know what I'm saying? And then if there's just a bunch of girls, you give them the butt to butt. Like you don't like pass by. Like if there's a group of girls, you don't like pass by like a puerto verazo. You know what I'm saying?
What'd you do?
You give them the butt.
Okay.
And then you guys butt. Butt
butt to butt.
But I feel like you don't need to do that because you're Duno.
No, but I'm also not. But it's not manners, Angie.
I don't know. I would think like,
you?
Oh,
yes.
Remember the ladies in London?
What happened?
Didn't you guys get like hit on by ladies in London?
That was weird.
What happened?
We never talked about that. We only told you out of secrecy because we felt so.
Oh.
taking advantage
of him. Oh, yeah, she was on him. Yeah.
It was that old lady. She was taking advantage of me and she wasn't taking
She was in a full sweatsuit.
Yeah, but bro. She wanted Duno.
She was 50 years old. Aggressively.
Bro. Yeah.
She like went over to him and was like, "You're mine." What did she tell you?
She was like, "Come here," and she started doing the dance. Yeah.
You're a good comedian, bro. That's really good.
She was aggressively like, yeah. She was like, "You want a shot?"
And like, mind
but with an accent.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's a little scarier because of the accent. Yeah. It's a little more like what's going to happen right now?
And then the club we're at smelled.
Oh, it smells so bad.
That's what I remember you guys telling me.
Yeah, it smelled. And you know what? And throughout the day, obviously we were there for a short period of time, right?
Yeah.
So we had a long ass, we were literally dead ass fucking, we did it so much in one day. Mm-hmm. And then Letty was like, I'm kind of okay. At first she was convinced, like, okay, cool. We saw Tyler dance.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah. The Spotify thing.
Yeah, the Spotify thing. We even drank like a different type of seltzer that none of us ever drank before. Yeah. And honestly, we were just bonding. Like, we're just all chopping it up, talking shit, clowning. And then we thought Letty was going to be convinced. We're like, I think we got Letty convinced. Mm-hmm. But then the Uber took like 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what ruined her momentum because we were on a roll. We were like, all right, yeah, let's go kick it. Let's have fun. Bada bing, bada boom. And Letty was like, yeah. But then we were sitting in front of, waiting for an Uber for like 30 minutes.
Oh, God.
It felt like we were going to fucking Hogwarts. Yeah. Like, what the fuck is we doing? And then I think Letty was just like, we have a flight in the morning, you guys.
Yeah.
And then me, Vic, and Maximo were like, fuck it, I'm not a chill. Like, let's go do some shit.
Let's go check it out.
And then we went to go check it out. We pulled up. Because
another either Uber or taxi driver told them that's the spot to go to.
For Latino night. They were like, oh, because me, Maximo, and Vic, we got there before Letty.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
That Uber driver recommended a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was a maniac.
And then we're like, hey, bro, we just want to go to a club where, you know, the Latin night, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, we're in London, so we're trying to meet Latinos from all over the world. He's like, ay, papito, ese es el lugar, papito.
Aquí están las sucias.
Aquí están las sucias,
papito. Did he have
papito.
An accent like...
Well,
he was Colombian.
He was Colombian. Oh, okay. Yeah, he had just gotten there, like, mm-hmm. or whatever. And we went and... It was like... We saw a group of baddies actually walk in.
Yeah.
And obviously, Maxi was married, so he's, like, in the cut, just kind of watching me and Vic do our thing. And then we, like, go chop it up, and they were, like, Spaniard. They're, like, Mexican. They just was not fucking with it.
Yeah.
I'm, like, not Vic, not even Vic.
They were, like, from Spain.
They were from Spain.
Oh, your people.
Yeah. Nah, they were different. Yeah. They don't use deodorant over there.
They were, like, smelled
way. Shout out to the Spaniards that do use deodorant. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Some of them were, like, pretty, they were beautiful.
I think the club just smelled.
It might have been just the club.
Just the club.
I don't know.
And don't get me wrong. I've been in a side stinky club before. I love La Rashita, but after at 1 a.m., it's a lot of sweaty motherfuckers in there. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, that was just, it just wasn't it. And then the lady was just like, oh, yeah. And like, there were
she had a full sweatsuit on, probably Timberlands. She's just like, and like a Ellen DeGeneres haircut. Mm-hmm. Oh, and like, she's like, you're mine.
How old does she look?
Fool, 50. And she was in there by herself. And then
by herself.
Fool, they were tripping on her hats, but they weren't tripping on this bitch's sweatsuit. I'm like, what the fuck?
She's a lady.
What did they make us do? Turn our hats backwards?
Oh.
It was so weird.
We have to wear our hats backwards.
Let me see. Put your hats backwards right now.
Bro,
I don't know why they're like, can you just please put your hats backwards? And we're like.
That's cute.
But it was just like the weirdest fucking thing ever. And we walked in and we're like, oh, let's get the fuck out of here. And then they gave us our drinks in the most cheapest fucking cups ever.
Bartender doesn't exist out there. It's literally.
Boom, you know the fucking like the cups you give the kids for with like soda on the birthday party?
Yeah.
Like, you know, the little plastic ones? No, not even the paper ones. The ones that if you squeeze it a little bit, it'll just break the whole. Fool, Letty, they were pouring fucking $30 Henny shots for us in that shit.
And not mixing. There's no mixology. It's like soda, drink. Like soda,
alcohol.
That's it.
Jack and Coke.
No ice either. It's so weird.
Boom. Like, it was like.
It was disgusting.
And maybe we're like, oh, well, maybe we came to the wrong one, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we looked it up and it was like, oh, the most popular Latino club ever. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Yeah, it was just. It
next
was
time a, we need to do.
But also we were there, and I'm not judging just London off it. But
it's one trip, yeah.
But it wasn't like we were kind of, and we're all like, man, we should have just stayed in with Letty, because Letty was the only one well rested the next morning.
The next morning,
and then we're all right there. We're just like, And then I'm starting to bed with Vic. He's a little hairy, and I touched his leg a little bit on accident.
Show your leg. Show your leg.
Did you slap his belly?
I didn't. But I'm glad that I've never been belly slapped, and Vic has.
Yeah, they Vic, that's belly wild.
That says a lot about.
How did you feel about you when she did that?
Conflicted. Yeah. I felt like. Conflicted. I felt like. Good word. Like I'm like she's attracted to me. That's cool. But also like my belly's sticking out. Like yeah. I need to get back in the gym.
Bruh, that's a crazy thing to do. Because
it sounded like the Netflix. Like. Like.
The DJ right after that, we used it as a mix, but not like us.
Yeah. It sounds like when you turn on Netflix. I was like, I just heard it. Like the club was loud as fuck, and I just hear myself like internally. It's a double slap.
That's fucking fun.
Whoever you are.
Yeah, atrevida.
Chill out, homegirl.
Damn. Would you like to see her again? To see you, like, would you tell her anything?
Would you want to?
Would I tell her anything? I don't know what the fuck I would tell her. Yeah. You made me feel things.
You made me feel things.
Feel terrible things about myself.
She slapped your belly and looked back at you.
Oh, my God.
How are the bathrooms built at apartment 200? Are they, like, spacious?
They're weird. You, like, share. It's, like, unisex. It's really weird.
Wait, what?
Oh, I get what you're saying. You share the sink.
Yeah, you share the sink.
Oh, you share the sink, but not the toilet and the stall.
Yeah.
No, no, I thought it was just, like, one stall. You just got to wait. And it's, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the one stall. Oh, but they have like that at some spot in Silver Lake called Mi Corazon that you say for you share the sink as well.
Mi Corazon? Why are you trying to trigger Yaelin?
No, that's what the place is called. Oh my God.
No, remember Mi Corazon the story? Fool, chill out. Stop being on defense mode.
I don't know who this is.
Mi Corazon. Mi Corazon.
Fucking spam.
Yeah. I think it's my Tia.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, fool, chill out.
3 year anniversary, yeah!
They brought us a cake! Thank you.
Yeah, they brought us a cake.
Yeah.
And some little head stuff. Like Brown bag turns 3. Woo!
Are we all taking a bite?
I'm down.
Letty.
No, I want
to say it. Oh, Letty, get the fuck away. Letty, stop. Before I know you, fool. Letty.
What is she going to do?
You're acting like Yaelin right now, Letty. Sit down.
Let me see it.
No.
Let me have it first.
Okay. I swear to God, don't start a cake fight.
Don't start a cake fight. I'm going to Elac. I don't have any clothes.
You have to go to Elac. You have to go to Elac. You have to go to Elac and talk to the kids. You have to go to Elac and talk to the kids.
I got
to
talk to the children. Oh! Why'd you give her the cake? Now I'm nervous.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Brown Bag. Happy birthday to you.
I'm just waiting for that.
It's like a block, though. Like, we really can't even.
It's frozen.
I have PTSD because of Angie.
Why?
What?
Remember fucking on
cake fight?
That was last year, my birthday.
No, that was at the 100th episode. Yeah,
we got kicked
and
out.
Can we get this cut up?
That was you being a fucking alcoholic that day.
Look
God
who's
damn.
Talking. Tu con tu pinche tamborazo. Say ho.
Yaelin's body left her soul right now.
Hey, Yaelin and the Watcher are all like step parents.
What do you mean?
Because they came into the kid's life a little late.
Oh yeah, but very still, early, but still.
But very impactful.
Made it better.
Yeah. Made it better, yeah.
But the kids still aren't calling you dad.
Yeah.
It's you. You know what I'm saying? I forgot the quote about the stepdad quote. That I was a stepdad.
The father that stepped up?
Yeah. Yeah. The watch is a father that stepped up.
Yeah.
We appreciate that.
But, Letty, I want to do a carne asada Nino rival. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have recorded this podcast in very, very, very many places.
Yeah.
Yes. But there's 3 that we actually were there for a very long time.
Yeah.
Whether all 3, whether they were controversial or not, there were 3.
What are you talking about?
Kind of not even a rival.
You don't even have the cake anymore.
He's so
back
up.
You and me fucking. Kind of not even a rival. Downtown location.
Oh, like our pod.
Montebello location.
Montebello.
Oh, that was your office.
Or this location. Carne asada Nino rival.
Okay.
we wouldn't be who we are without downtown.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Downtown. Can we agree? That's Nino vibes?
Yes.
And if you're wondering what downtown is, blue.
Blue background.
Blue background, yes.
And it gave us so much personality.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? If that location didn't exist, I don't think we would exist like that.
100%. So shout out you and Angie for that as well.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Yay, yeah. My little baby girl, Angie. I love you.
I miss that place. It whether, gives me nostalgia.
Me too. Yeah.
Whether.
Dude, remember being locked out because there was only one key?
Oh, my God.
Whether,
that was stressful.
That was stressful.
The
or
neighbor.
The neighbor or the neighbor. Fact that we had to record with one of your merch boxes on top of our head because how small it was.
What are you, you're an no. asshole.
Because it was custom.
I like that little fucking area, for the dude, record. I think we made the best with that situation.
Yeah, oh, no, yeah. No. And I like the fact that we would, like, all stand up and, like, okay, who's moving first? Yeah. Like,
no, you know what's crazy? That more and more people started being a part of the crew.
Yeah.
And even visitors that were like, where the fuck do people sit?
Yeah.
No. Like, right here, someone can come and they have space. Yeah. There was no space. We had a banquito.
We had a banquito.
Oh, yeah. That me it. And Maximo would share.
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
Maximo, dude, that's, now that I think about it, like, okay, so either you sat there or you would have to sit in a whole other room, mm-hmm. and it just didn't make sense, right?
Yeah.
So Maximo would sit, and Maximo came a little later, right? But mm-hmm. Maximo would sit in the edge of mm-hmm. the table and just sit there throughout the whole pod because if yeah. not, he would walk through the camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or something, and you couldn't move.
Yeah, yeah. You had to sit up straight because otherwise you'd be in the cut.
Yeah, like it was yeah. a fucking trip. So that's definitely our Nino.
That was nice.
Let's clap it up for the Nino.
Woo! One day we need to go back to like see who was ever in that unit.
Ooh.
And just stand there?
And just stand there.
That was a...
Remember the fucking guy next door?
Yeah, the guy next
fucking
door.
Fucking martillazo every yeah, day?
Keep yeah. it down! Yeah.
He's like, keep it down! And he's just fucking knocking shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maximo still owes him the headphones.
Oh, yeah. We're supposed to buy him
headphones. Oh, we're supposed to buy that for headphones.
Yeah. No, not
he
we.
He opened the door and he's like, get some headphones. I got you. Okay. Then the second location. No. This one is Carne Asada.
Is it Carne Asada?
The rival's Montebello.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so far. Too.
I didn't like
it was
Montebello. Far.
Really? Yeah. I like Montebello.
I got a ticket out there. Shout out to Montebello. Oh.
You got a ticket?
Yeah, the red light cameras.
That's
the
where,
one off yeah. the freeway.
That's where Jose I don't know wrecked where it was. His fucking car.
No, is that right? Yes. The one right off the freeway, right? Yeah. What?
Your office.
Yeah, no, I know that's what I'm saying, but you got it off the freeway.
Oh, I don't know where I got it.
But going over there.
I just got it in Montebello. It was the city of Montebello.
Yeah, Montebello will do that to you.
Yeah.
You will get caught with...
Turning right on that light. I know what
turning
you're
right
about.
On that light.
Yeah. I think we got in our most fights in Montebello.
True.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah.
But also, we had a great time in Montebello one time.
Like, which one?
One.
Are you shitting all your conversation?
That was here, I think.
No, no Montebello.
That was Montebello.
That was Montebello. Yeah.
And then there was like the background where it was all white, so it looked like we were in the
middle. We're like in space.
And then we just put a hat.
Just so we wouldn't be in space.
Yeah.
But also Montebello was a time when we were like kind of getting drunk together.
Was it Angie?
No, yeah. That was Blue Wall activity.
No, because what do you mean?
Yeah, that was
when we got a little bit turned here. Angie's like, oh, this is like the Blue Wall.
Yeah.
No, yeah, Blue Wall vibes.
No, because you understand.
We canceled like 4 episodes at the Blue Wall. Yeah.
Because of
getting too drunk.
Did we?
Yes, yeah. But we would be drinking every episode.
Yeah.
That's for Charlotte.
That was like, right?
That was for Charlotte.
So that was such a, like, all right, if you think back at that time, like, I feel like that was such a slow paced time.
What do you mean?
Like, well, in our lives, like, because we were just coming out of COVID.
COVID, yeah.
So everything was just slow. Like, it was easy going.
And that's when we had challenges.
Nobody was ever in a rush.
Bro, we asked that ourselves all the time.
every episode.
Bro, you're going to look at back at this episode.
And be like, and why does this little band from Baskin Robbins match his shorts? Dog. His
it little flowers. Perfect.
Yeah. Those little good. Flowers are on your headband right now.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. All right. I guess I'm improving.
Yeah.
Wow. What's it called? Can we press another random episode, Jeff? Just any random one. I remember this episode.
You do?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Oh, Feliz Año Nuevo.
Just press any more. Random.
You know what I don't? The
press that right
the
down.
Only thing I don't miss about the Blue Wall? The crotch shots. My why was my crotch always in the shot?
No, like, the way you sat.
It was just always like,
we're
look,
at the Blue Wall
pants.
For a long time. Yeah. Keep going up probably to like maybe in the 80s.
I think
maybe in the 80s.
This, oh, yeah, that's still the Blue Wall.
This is not Blue
now,
Wall.
Yeah, now it turned brown. Yep. See?
Oh, brown wall.
Oh, this
yeah. I forgot about that
we
one.
We redesigned
whoa, it. Whoa, we had a brown wall.
Yeah, I got mad at Vic.
Yeah,
you got mad at Vic.
Which, by the way, it was your guys' idea to change from Blue Wall.
Yeah.
I still wanted a Blue Wall.
This was good. This was good. All right, press down. Press Sancho down.
Claus.
Sancho Claus.
I miss that couch.
Wow.
I miss Josh.
Were we Christmased out?
He's not dead.
Dog, what am I wearing?
Look at my crotch.
Why am I in sweats?
Oh, I don't want to see it.
I think we were probably supposed to go in pajamas because I know that's why I'm in pajamas. And you guys didn't show up.
Oh,
pajamas.
Right.
That's not right. Oh, yeah, you're in pajamas.
Yeah, I'm in pajamas. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Vic is not.
I'm not.
I just came back from my friend trip, remember?
Friend trip?
Yeah.
In the cabin.
Yes.
Also, write down which episodes you're doing so that What's-His-Face knows. Yeah. Keep going up so we can get, like, maybe from the...
Oh, this is... Was this right
maybe in the 9... There, 87.
What did we do for Kobe that day?
His favorite stepmom.
What the fuck was up with our cat?
See? Boom. Oh, yeah, look at the hat.
Yeah.
What did we just put out?
Rare episode of Vic with no hat.
Wow.
Look at us. It is. And shout out to Laviden, who's been there.
Yes. Your hair looks really nice right there.
Yeah, I stopped putting my hair up because you made fun of my forehead.
That was one time.
Yeah, but I remembered it. All it takes is one time.
Hey, Vic, you look skinny as shit there, dude.
Don't remind me.
We're not going to talk about the way you look.
I look good.
Versus now.
This was like my first gym era.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
I was like consistent. Mm-hmm.
Gym life.
Wait, Letty, was this when we drank that alcohol?
It looks like it.
Oh, yeah, it's the Patron.
Why is it called his favorite stepmom?
I don't know.
Can we look at the bios? Let's see if this one wrote bios.
He for sure wrote about
okay.
it.
Okay.
Vic talks about his favorite stepmom.
We had a grand old time. When would we ever have a grand old time, Vic? Brown bag, we had a grand old time.
Oh, my God.
Laughing. Duno for his birthday. Vic talks about his favorite stepmom.
Oh, you know why? You know what? Why?
We talk about how much Duno loves hip hop. What the fuck is going on?
Angie talks about her locked jaw.
And much, I much love more. It. Victor, what's going on with these fucking
remember.
Bios?
I don't remember.
You know what, Letty? I do remember this. This is when Vic put us on for Michi and Chichis.
Was that what it was?
Michi's and Chichis.
Yeah, this is when you talked about your... Right, Jose? This is when we first found out about your dad being a sucio.
Is there a video?
I don't
know. Wow.
Okay.
This was a crazy time, you guys.
Do you guys see how much you were needed to watch? Can I get a hell yeah? Yeah. Yeah. You see how much you were needed?
Wow.
Yeah. Look at us now.
Wow.
Look at us now.
Jeff's judging so hard, bro.
I ask.
Wow, Danny Lux.
That was a really fun one.
That was a good
one. That's so tight.
Shout out Danny Lux. Him and David didn't see that right next to each other, just big bicking it.
Big bicking it.
Duno cry for help.
Duno, look at you. Look at your little belly.
Look at your oil.
You look all cute, Letty.
Letty, you look fly right
there. We were mariachis for Halloween.
Yep. The three yes. amigos?
Yeah.
Wow. Can we go back to like our first season and put El Dia de los Muertos tribute, which is
I think one of
the most dopest shit we ever
so
did.
That was so sad to create that slideshow.
Oh, sorry, Angie. And
I fucking cried. Oh, you guys made it, huh?
Yes.
You guys are bawling. You guys are bawling.
I had to watch The Lion King afterward. But then that was sad too. I'm like, what the fuck? ¿Qué haces, Angelica?
Can you? It should be El Dia de los Muertos tribute. Letty was like, we should do a tribute to the Brownback fans. Let him send them in a couple pictures of family members that passed away,
and we can
animals and stuff.
It.
And then we did a whole fucking thing. Mm-hmm. And Angie and Jose had to go through the most saddest process of creating this video.
There was a girl that lost her baby and her baby daddy at the same time.
Oh, my God.
And I was bawling. I'm like, There was another one that lost her dad
from
COVID. And I'm like, oh, mi papá.
Yeah.
That was really sad. I think the baby daddy and the baby was my sister's homegirl.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was
that. Sad.
Which, by the way, thank you for trusting us with that type of stuff.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Because you're essentially sending it to strangers. Your story, mm-hmm. your loved one, all of that. But knowing that you would do that with us, that's what's important for us.
100%.
So I think that's why we took the time out to do that. We were commemorating people in our lives. And so we're like, hey, why don't we ask the listeners and viewers to send us any memorials they would like to commemorate their loved ones? You know, we had done the live show. And when we did our live show, Dia de los Muertos, we had people bring in. Mm. Yeah. And so here's where we asked you, if you want to be a part of it, we'll do this.
Yeah.
Beautiful, and, beautiful.
And it was,
oh, this was last year.
Yeah, this was last year. And I think it was even the time when, where we did the, where the 6-year bridge had just happened. And they remember, I think the there girl passed away.
A girl that was.
And had, when the 6-year bridge had just opened.
She had took a picture on the 6-year bridge, but the bridge was only 2 months old or something. Yeah. Like, and so, and she had passed between that time.
Not on the bridge, but it was just crazy to see how recent they are.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, and how young, like, she was. And it's like, you know, just real.
So to all the Brownback fans that have ever showed us love and supported us, and even with, like, shit like this,
right?
This is amazing. Thank you guys so much. This is super dope.
No, yeah, absolutely.
I don't mean to pivot, but I think this is a good time to react to this video that I put in the chat. And it's insane. I do know. I want your take, because this is a guy clearly, like, he's a comedian. So he did a skit of when grief hits you. And it to me, I think it's so perfectly done, because we all are grieving and it hits us in different moments, but it's like, it's almost like you don't make jokes out of that, or you don't like put that, but he was able to really like hit it on the head. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, this is pretty tight. So check out this video.
Been about 18 months since your brother died, ain't it? Dang, time flies when your brother died. It's about to be 2 years. Remember your birthday coming up, and he can't wish it to you. Oh my God, where you? You used to be in elevators with your brother. But then he died, so you can't ride one with him no more. I used to be going from floor to floor to floor to floor. Yeah, let me get chicken minis and orange juice. Yo, brother loved chicken minis. Remember y'all used to get them? But I let you want chicken mini, man? And then he died. One time your brother died. Remember that? Come on, two times. Well, he didn't die two times, but come on, don't give up. He'll be proud of you. You should send that video to your brother. He would like it. What? Oh, my bad. Damn, you can't send him that video. Why you can't send him that video? Because he died. That's, he would have thought it was funny. You know, your brother taught you how to shave, remember? And you was a man. He was with the grain. Take your time. But he can't teach you nothing else because he died. That is wild. What a good brother he had. My bad. It's okay, man. Finish up.
Damn.
So that's like grief intrusive thoughts, right?
Yeah.
And it's just wild. It's so real. It's a trip to make it a skit, but clearly he's going through it.
Yeah.
And he's making like the best light of it. So I just thought that was a trippy video.
Yeah, that definitely be happening to me when I'm on, like, I think even when my little homie passed away and we had the live show, he didn't bug, and he was going through his own thing, right? Like, he never bugged about a lot of things, but he would bug about the live shows. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right, fool. And then he'll be like, can me and my girl come? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, sure, your girl could come, fool. Yeah. And then he'll he actually I think we did the Figmunity World one in November, right before the Brownback one, which was in December. And I remember he was struggling to get in.
The Figmunity one.
Yeah, and I'm like, hold up, fool, give me a second. Like, I'm gonna get you in, fool, just wait. Give me a second. And I'm like, sending, and you know how it goes. Like, we're sending names. And then he finally got in, and then I went to a club after, but obviously he was young, so he couldn't come. Mm-hmm. And I was like, we'll link up after, fool. And then I think I was tired. I think I ended up going home. Like, I was burnt the fuck out. Right. Like, I think I ended up going home. But, he used to love going to the live show. So I think shit like that does, like, when we did the December one, it was like that. Like
oh, like, damn. He would have been hitting you to come to it.
Yeah, and then we had the list on the name. And then I remember one of my homies asked me if he could come. And I was like, I think I'm packed. I think I'm full with names. And then the homie's like, you know, like, jokes in here, fool, take his name off. And I was like, I kind of felt like, which I mean,
it's those little moments remind you.
I was like,
they're not here anymore.
Yeah, I was like, he's like, fool, take his name off, fool. And then he's like, and then I just gave the end of the, and then like, to this day, we clowned the other homie about it, like, and he's like, fuck you,
yeah,
fool.
Yeah, I'll just take his name
off. Yeah. So he's like, you're gonna make me feel bad like that. I think that definitely happens to everybody. I think even like, sometimes when even I'm like in my head, I'll like drive through where I grew up, and then I'll think about like the homie Maude and the time we had and shit like that. So that's just thing that happened, but you know,
it is
Mental Health Awareness Month.
Yeah.
So if you're going through something, you know, talk to somebody or find a way out. You know,
and sometimes like you're kind of at war with your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So just even seeing that, it's like, oh, okay, like, I'm not the only one that alone. This shit, like, happens to all crazy. Mm, 100%. And, like, it can bring you down or, like, it can, like, you're literally, like, for example, the one where he's working out. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you're doing something and then it's just like, hey, your brother's dead. And it was like, oh, and it's those little things that end up happening. Oh, but it's just a common human experience that it's not the best of experiences, but you're not alone in that grief.
And then also it's like you're sometimes you get torn between, like, not wanting to forget, you know what I'm saying, or not think about the person, and also like remembering, but and then also knowing that when you do remember and reminisce, it like it takes a little bit out of you,
right?
You know, for the moment. Like, I got a painting of this this guy named Ed Cal One. Shout out to him. He made me a painting of Draco and Suede.
I went to high school with him.
Oh really? Okay, yeah. So
Ricardo.
Yeah, so he that's fire. He made me that, and it's really well done. Shout out to him. And I've been wanting to put it up in my place. I haven't put it up yet, but I used to have it right like on the floor, like when I would walk in, like you know, against the wall. And it was like I had to like move it, because every day when I walk in, see Draco and Suede, and it would take me a little minute to like reset and be like, oh shit, like the homies aren't here anymore. Damn. That sucks. That's sad. Start thinking about their music. And it takes me down a whole rabbit hole. And it's like you go home, you try to rest, relax, unwind from the day. And you kind of like get ramped up thinking about other thoughts. So I'm like, I need to figure out where to put this so I don't see it as often. But I also do want to remember them and, you know, kind of like commemorate just like the memories and everything.
Yeah.
The
facts.
Yeah, it's tricky.
It is tricky.
So here we are.
But that is, let the year algorithm is kind of wild.
That was a really good skit, though.
But no. I understood the humor behind it, and it was still funny.
Yeah.
Even though it was sad, it was funny as fuck. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, your brother loved chicken strips and orange juice. I was like, oh my god.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Okay, let's take a little break because we got a little bit sad, and then we'll come back with some masala.
Yeah.
What is happening, Vic? What did you do? What happened, Vic?
Yeah,
it's your fault.
What do you mean?
You mean that Chismosa asked him what the bag is and he said chips?
Oh, so that means eat it?
You know how I feel about chips?
Yeah. How
do you feel about chips? We sold the fucking bag and it was fucking green. I'm like, avocado, pickle. Boys.
It was spicy pickle.
Oh, you thought it was avocado chips?
Like shitty pickle.
Why did you get that?
It's good.
No.
I tried it out. I never seen it.
Let me see it.
I want to try it.
It's pretty good.
Oh, what the fuck, Vic? That's fucking nasty, fool.
It's good.
You feel like mustard on your hot dogs, huh?
It's not bad.
See? It's tasteless. Hangy pickle. And I think just because you expected avocado
or salsa verde.
No, mama, I was like, hey, Vic, what type of fucking salsa did he put in them with?
Ready? It's good.
I
it's
smelled
good.
It.
No, get
for
one.
For a smoker.
Taste it. Taste it. It's good.
Cheers.
It's you don't like it?
No.
It's good.
Sabe amargado, huh? Está podrido a la verga, güey. No. Esa madre está podrido.
It's good.
Hey, get your fucking shit together for you just making shit up now.
They are.
Actually, you know what? The patio? It'd be good.
I like it. Tangy pickle. No, it tastes like a pickle.
There's other options. So I would have gone
dog,
with another
the salsa verde. Be a normal guy.
A ranch. They didn't have ranch.
I just wanted to try it. I was curious.
Ooh, what the fuck?
So we're back, and it's time for sombra sala.
Yeah.
Okay. This one, I have to tell on myself because I fell for it. It's the. Did you guys see the picture of Peso Pluma going around?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where he cleaned up? Can you show it? That one. I fell for it, and Letty and Vic had to correct me and be like, no, it's not. It's not real.
You're I fell for it until he looked hot.
Yeah.
He looked like Enrique Iglesias right here.
He looks hot here.
He looks like Luis Miguel.
He looks like Johnny Boy. He's a golden boy right here.
Yeah, he looks like a greaser.
He's like a fucking greaser.
Yeah, but apparently
stay
that's
gold,
fake.
Pony boy. Stay gold.
No, apparently it's fake. But then I'm like, okay, what the hell? How do I know if anything's fake? Because then I saw other pictures of you guys online.
Like what?
And then I'm like, wait, what's real and what's not?
What the fuck?
What?
I'm like, is this even real?
Is this the chef guy?
No, this is the...
What the fuck?
Hold on. Wait, what the fuck?
What's real?
What? Who did this?
What the fuck is
Who
this?
Who did this? And why is it pinned?
Because it's on his profile.
Oh my God.
All right.
I thought
it looks like a midlife crisis.
What is this?
Nah, come on, dog.
Bruh.
That's fucked
That's
up.
That's why I'm like, what's real? Is this real? Is this real?
What the fuck?
Angie, how did you get this from Peso Pluma?
That's so crazy. Because
I was just like, now I don't know what's pocket. Real.
This shit makes me want to slap your belly.
Yeah. You look like you somehow work with Maná.
Cherroquero.
You look like you're the sound guy that Jeff hired for the live shows.
Oh my God.
That you look like you have terrible. 30 cargo pockets for one thing.
What's crazy about the Duno one is that could legit look like you, Duno.
That is him. That's in literally not on your IG.
That could be Duno it's in the future.
Fuck no, I like the 80s.
Okay, in the past.
Okay, I did them.
Angie, what did you put into Photoshop?
Yeah, what did you even
he's
type in?
He's always saying, que está güerito, and he's white, right?
So I'm blonde?
That's your blonde. And
then, okay, and how the fuck do you get my picture then? What did you type in, please?
I just put rockero.
Ah, come on.
Rocker.
That's crazy. There's no fade on that haircut.
But at least it looks clean.
Nah, dog. Yeah, I look like
that's not me, look dog. At
your little I look like look at your little Concrete's hearing. Little sister.
That's crazy.
Oh but that's what I got from the
okay.
The fake
a lot of
Pluma.
People did fall for it. Yeah,
I did.
Yeah. I saw it everywhere.
It was on Desperta America.
But
it was
like even like he his side profile don't look like that. That's why I'm like, this isn't him.
Yeah, he has more moles and stuff.
He
like
does.
That.
Just his face is a little bit like it's not as soft as this face is.
He looks to Edward out right here.
Yes,
he looks like Luis Edward Miguel. Cullen.
No, bro, I don't know. Maybe Luis Miguel. Mm-hmm. But there's an album cover specifically that I think of Enrique Iglesias, where he looks like that.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about.
And maybe it's because the mole is showing.
Mm-hmm.
You know how we were talking about how whenever he does change his hair, it's going to be world news? Mm-hmm. Even that AI photo.
Made it made, like,
yeah.
You know?
Because like,
the hair would have been different.
And that'll just signal the start of like a new era in his career.
Right. And it makes sense because he is dropping his new album the end of this month. So
okay, what are these Instagram links?
These are just things to remember about the brown bag in the last couple
okay,
years.
Okay.
To react to.
Nice.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. Because we're celebrating a 3-year anniversary.
Yep.
They celebrate the time I got fired.
No. Do you know that people really are running with that?
It's okay.
They really believe
but
that.
But do you know that that's.
Well, you know, Vic confirmed to me that one of his friends told them, it's okay. Just tell me that it's true.
Yeah. A lot of people are like, bro, that's
they
crazy
really
how
that
how Oscar
thing.
Got Duno fired. I'm like, that didn't happen. They're like, yeah, I know. I saw a video, bro. It's true. I'm like,
yeah.
You're talking to me. Like, I'm the source. Like, what are you talking about?
Can we do a roast?
How we used to back in the day?
Yeah, do like everyone, like what do you hope for this next year people stop doing?
Yeah, roast me, bro.
Like everybody?
And hit motherfuckers in the back.
Speed roast.
Oh, that's Duno's thing. Go.
I haven't had one of those in a minute. I hope Angie becomes single.
What? I'm so happy with Marcus.
Duno said that that's where the pod went. When
Why?
I hope Letty stop being less conservative.
Oh, because Letty covers up and I'm not single?
This is very sexist. This is getting very, what do you hope for Vic? Fuck. He shows his pants somewhere or what?
I hope he starts using his dick more and not his heart.
What about you?
Shut up, I'm alive. You know what I'm saying? I'm alive, I hope Yaelin goes back to being a nerd and not in love and a little whore.
You've been whoring it up, Yaelin. It's pretty crazy.
You've been whoring it up.
That's crazy.
It's pretty crazy, Yaelin.
I hope Jeff speaks and not just shakes his head.
Jeff has a lot of thoughts.
He has so many thoughts.
He has a lot of thoughts.
We know that for him.
I think he has a nerd. I think he downloaded the nerd link already.
Yeah.
Like.
He hates us
what about
right now.
What about Jose?
Jose, get it together, padre. I'm Jose. Just like, can he get a new name? Like, you know what I'm saying?
What do you mean?
Like, maybe not Jose.
Then what would you change it to?
What would you change it to?
Jennifer.
Fuse.
Fuse.
Jennifer.
What about LV?
Josefina.
I just said, maybe he needs an LA hat or something. He's too tight. He needs to loosen up. Like, what the fuck does Soso do?
Hey, no. Soso drove to get the cake today.
Yes. He did.
Soso parks my car right.
Soso got on Duno's bad side before the episode started.
What happened? He said that?
He called you an opener?
Yeah.
He don't even own the watch. He said that. I was like, hey, Soso, you look good in it. He's like, shut up, opener.
You know what it is? He's Pisces too.
That's what I'm saying. He reacted like me. Swears he be in business cards. I was like, this is intern from the watch.
Yeah. What about Eric?
Eric's trying to be low. He's trying to walk away.
Why do we still have audio complaints, Eric?
Eric, grow the fuck up and get some fucking contacts.
And what about our white savior? Our white savior.
Our white savior meeting. What the fuck did he do? Oh fuck!
Oh god!
But what about for our audience? What do you hope for them?
Love and prosperity.
There we go.
Win! I hope all of you guys win. Win a bag of shit. Fuck you guys. I'm just kidding. No, I'm fucking with you guys, man. Thank y'all for supporting us for 3 fucking years. Like, dead ass. That shit is crazy.
We love you. 3 years down. It feels like it's been way too long. Like, it's a lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
3 years is a very weird thing to say. But I think it's like
the pilot episodes. And we're thinking when we got the office. But even
that was on year one. It's not like we did pilot episodes for 2 years or 1 year.
True, it was just a couple.
Yeah.
We did pilot episodes for a month.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know.
It's crazy.
And yeah, 3 years. It's like
we've just been through a lot.
It's a long time. Yeah. You know,
we've trauma bonded. So fuck it. We here.
We're here for life.
Even if you leave us, you're never going to forget if there's going to be something and we're going to like it's trigger like brown bag.
Yeah. And it's like we're at the end of the day, it's like it's crazy because we're still together after 3 years. A lot of podcasts don't make it, you know, after 6 months or a year. I'm just saying and like at the end of the day, like we're just people just growing as things go along. Like obviously Brown Bag has helped all of our careers and we're super grateful for the fans, and it's been dope. Like, you know, every time we see y'all, like we go to the store, yeah, you know, we have these, you know, these experiences. It's like, yo, I watch you guys, I do this, like, you know, like Duno said, like that story about a guy in a coma, like that's incredible. It mm-hmm. still blows my mind to even think of stuff mm-hmm. like that we're like a comfort show for people, or people gather around the couch with their families and watch us. Like, that's just super dope, man. I'm grateful.
And I think all the couples I met in Salt Lake City, they were like, it was a lot of arguing back and forth about like, I'll put him on or I'll put her on. And those are stories that to this day. And one thing about me, like, even like I came in like already like, oh, this is like, you know, I was like the little brother of the show. Like, I think it's dope. Even like I met a fan that's my age, mm-hmm. and she's like, I've been watching since you guys started, and it's like. And she's like, the relationship shit that you guys go through and went through and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, okay. Like they're kind of like growing up, you know?
Yeah.
You're the young life.
I'm the young life. But I feel like it's kind of like I've been like at the pad and you've been playing tennis now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We're in different spaces.
It's pretty.
Think about how far, like from the day we started, which was like right around COVID times. Mm-hmm. I remember I was just doing like whatever. I don't know. I was like doing PR, like just traveling a lot, whatever I could. It was like pandemic, so like flights were so cheap. I was just going wherever I could. You know what I'm saying? I was still doing the No Jumper show.
What was that show called?
Mad Lately.
Oh, yeah. RP. That shit lasted about.
We made it past 40 episodes here. Yeah. Forever grateful. We made it out to 140.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Look at us.
We got
more on the way.
Yes.
So much more.
All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. This was episode 141.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hold up, because I have a special guest calling.
Okay.
Oh.
Bueno, Yena.
Hello?
Bueno, Yena.
Uh-huh.
¿Saben quién es?
No.
Gordo.
Oh. Ay, estúpido, que eres. Ay, no. ¿Qué eres, gordo?
No, le voy a llamar para reclamarle, señora. Ay, señor.
Sí.
Ah, no me invitó a su boda, no me invitó a su boda.
A ver quién reclama a quién.
¿Por qué no me invitó a su boda?
Porque no sabe inglés.
Fuck you, bitch.
Jenna se casó y no me invitó. No, Jenna, esto no es bonito, esto no es bonito.
Ah, tú andas con la estrella, no te juntas con la Zulma.
Jenna, tú ves la... Pues que tú ves junto con su hijo, es Chusma ese güey.
Pues sí, ella junto con la Chusma ya, y anda con vos.
Y porque Jenna, neta, le quería llamar para decirle que espero mucho amor en su vida con su nuevo marriage.
Come mierda, que fuera testigo de
Dios. Jenna, le quería llamar porque Jenna, es el 3 años de mi podcast y recuerda que usted se fue viral.
Entonces no está mi parte. No la veo, no la veo.
Cuando agarramos nuestro pack, le voy a regalar. Pero le quería llamar para decirle que... ¿Tienes Zelle, Venmo o Cash App?
Yo tengo Zelle, hijo.
Ok, le quería preguntar unas preguntas de su país, El Salvador.
Ya me estás usando otra vez, gordo. Eso es lo malo.
¿Cómo se siente?
Mi calidad, no me decís.
¿Cómo se siente de Bukele?
Ah, sí, la verdad que buen tema, fíjate.
A ver, ¿cómo se siente de él?
Ya quisiera el mundo tener un presidente como el nuestro.
¿Pero qué siente de cómo se mira? ¿Está guapo o no es su tipo? ¿A usted? No, porque ya a usted le gustan chaparritos, sí, morenitos y chaparros.
¿Ah?
¿Que a usted le gustan, enanos y...?
A mí me gustan enanos feos, gorditos, para que nadie me los quite. Para que sean solo míos los güeyes.
Leti, ¿tienes alguna pregunta para Jenna, Leti?
Ya sabes que Blanca Nieves me dicen a mí.
Blanca Nieves.
Puro veranito me sale.
Ok, Jenna, bye. Jenna, come mierda.
Bye, estúpido. Mierda.
And that was episode 141. We love you guys.